A story now of a sometimes life-saving procedure that promises a way out of a lifetime of suffering by ending a life before it begins.
It's guilt no matter which way you go. Guilt if you go ahead and do what we're doing, or bring him into this world and then he doesn't have any quality of life.
It's difficult to speak about. Even the language to describe what these people are going through with their doctors is labor, distorted by religion and politics.
This is not going to be a surgery. This is going to be a labor and delivery.
If you should feel regret, and you might, try to be kind to yourself and try to remember why you made your decision, because life has changed.
These people are all discussing a medical procedure that is both legal and tainted with controversy, the late-term third trimester abortion. It's the subject of the new documentary After Tiller. After Tiller centers on the last four doctors in America who perform openly third trimester abortions. Tiller refers to Dr. George Tiller, who performed the procedure until he was murdered on May 31, 2009. These doctors who live on face regular violence and death threats, as do their families. We spoke with Dr. Susan Robinson, one of the profiled doctors, and Lana Wilson, a co-director of After Tiller. Wilson says this film ends up being about much more than just a medical procedure.
You know, I think that this film is about taking a really different look at this issue, one of the most contested issues in America, from the perspective of someone who we've never heard from before, which is the abortion provider. So it's about getting away from the kind of black and white, very polarizing, two sides shouting at each other kind of way that the media typically covers this issue, and instead looking at it through the eyes of the people who are on the ground in the center of this, being a fly on the wall with the doctors and with the patients who come to them for help.
You say late term or third trimester abortion. You talk about the rarity of the procedure, and people have a sense in their minds that they kind of know what the deal is here. What do you think, based on your experience doing this film, people most need to know about this experience that they don't know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the thing that people most need to know is that women are coming to these doctors in incredibly desperate situations and very complicated ones that you couldn't possibly imagine. One thing that I saw Dr. Tiller say once in an interview was that we're all prisoners of our own experience. And I think that's very, very true. And it's not until you hear the stories of the patients, where they're coming from, whether it's a couple who had a planned pregnancy that developed a tragic fetal anomaly late in the pregnancy, whether it's a woman who was raped, whether it's a young girl who is in denial and then terrified to tell her parents because she's a teenager. People are coming from such complex circumstances, and I think trying to get a sense of how you can't really get inside someone else's head fully is something that you can really take away from the film.
How important a presence in this film is Dr. Tiller? He is everywhere in people's talk about this issue. How important was he in the filming of this?
Yeah. He's really a starting point for the film. I mean, the idea for the film came from, you know, watching the news coverage of Dr. Tiller's death and thinking, wow, you know, this man had been shot before. He kept going to work. What would motivate someone to do that? You know, why would he do that working as the focal point of so much anti-abortion anger? And I think he's an important presence in the film because, you know, three of the doctors worked for him and trained with him. And I think he was a real inspiration for all three of those doctors. But, you know, he's also kind of a reminder of the risk that these doctors are taking doing this work. So he functions in both of those ways, but he comes across in more subtle ways, too. I know when we showed the doctors the film, for instance, there's a scene where Dr. Sella tells the patients, coaches them on how to go home to their families, how to explain what happened to the pregnancy. And a lot of that, I think, came from stuff that Dr. Tiller taught them.
So that checklist of the baby got sick.
Let me give you a few tips on what to say. The baby was sick. We went for testing. The baby didn't make it. It's hard for me to talk about it right now. That's four sentences. The baby was sick. Yeah. We went for testing. Yeah. The baby didn't make it. Yes. It's hard for me to talk about it right now. There's nothing else you need to say. What's important is that you've had a loss, and right now it's hard for you to talk about it.
Let's bring Dr. Susan Robinson in. Dr. Robinson, you are one of the four doctors profiled in After Tiller. What would you say is the emotional toll taken on patients from being confronted with actually having to ask for this procedure?
Well, I think the emotional toll is huge. I see that because I see that women struggle desperately with this decision. they wrestle with very complex ethical issues, and they come for abortions often feeling a huge conflict between what they know is right for their family and what they've been told they ought to do by people who incidentally know nothing about them.
And one of the doctors in this film says that the battle between the doctors who are providing this procedure and the anti-abortion movement is part of the war on terror.
The fire happened in 91. Police said, "Do you know where your daughter is?" And I said, I don't know, but I'll try to find her. And I finally got a hold of her, and she was safe at the clinic. You know, you don't give in to terrorists because it only gets worse.
Would you agree with that?
I guess I would. What is terrorism? Terrorism is using individual violence to frighten people. And certainly anti-abortion activists do exactly that. They use violence to threaten people and try to get them not to get abortions or provide abortions.
Conversely, there's a scene in this film where someone who you've helped describes their fear of the procedure, the agony that they went through in dealing with the anti-abortion protesters, and then the sense of nurturing and caregiving that was all through the clinic that she was at for this third trimester abortion.
And the most loving thing I could do is to let him go now. We just didn't want to have to make the choice later. Because I don't know if I could to say, to not ventilate him or to not do something to save him. It was really important that he had somewhat of a dignified birth, you know, that it wasn't just, you know, the fact that we have the option to spend some time with him afterwards was really important.
How do you create that sense of nurturing in the midst of this ground zero of so much hate?
We ignore the ground zero hate, and we focus on the patient. The patient is the central feature of all that we do, and everybody in the clinic feels the same way and acts the same way from the time that the patient calls on the phone to the time she leaves, and hopefully when she calls on the phone after she's already left.
Lana Wilson, how did you experience as a filmmaker this contrast between people who are absolutely convinced that Dr. Robinson is a murderer and people who are absolutely convinced that she's a life-giving nurturer who's taking care of them?
I think that the person that gets left out of the equation so often here is the patient, the woman, where she's coming from, what's her story, why she's there. It's very easy, I think, on both sides of the issue for people to have these polarizing black and white, very abstract arguments that just feel very distanced from the very gray, complex reality. So I think that's what gets left out of this kind of shouting match over abortion a lot, and that's what our film is trying to shine a light on.
Lana Wilson is co-director of After Tiller, along with filmmaker Martha Shane. Dr. Susan Robinson is one of the four doctors profiled in the film. After Tiller premieres tomorrow at the Sundance Film Festival.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.